Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Muslims in the Boston area are also welcoming the news of bin Laden's death with a mixture of relief and appreciation toward the president and the military. Many of them are speaking about the pain bin Laden inflicted on all Muslims by killing innocent people in the name of their religion. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports.
It's the call to prayer at the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center in Roxbury. 43 men and four women in an adjoining room bow on the floor in prostration, part of their collective praising of God. On this day, Atif Hardin says there was no mention of the death of Osama bin Laden.
Not one way or the other. He's not in our world. He's really not in our world.
Still, Hardin, the center's director of institutional advancement, says he felt a gut reaction of relief at hearing the news.
My faith very clearly says that you do not kill innocent people. In warfare, we can't even kill trees. What this guy did has always offended me personally as a Muslim. And I believe, honestly, that if you do things that are against the Quran, you get what you deserve.
Among those praying alongside Hardin is Abdullahi Abdurrahman. A Somali-American, he says he's annoyed at always being asked for reaction to bin Laden and terrorism just because of his faith. He hopes the frequent discrimination he faces as a Muslim will ease up now.
You are a Muslim and you do the right thing. You get up every day. You're an American. You follow the rules. And then still, I'm labeled.
Imam Talal Eid came to the U.S. from Lebanon 30 years ago. He says bin Laden changed the world for Muslims.
To look at hardliners as only hardliners, but not to a degree of killing and murdering innocent people.
Imam Eid, founder of the Islamic Institute of Boston, is also a chaplain at Mass General Hospital and Brandeis University. He says many of his fellow Muslims now share in his conviction.
This is someone who was responsible for the death of thousands of innocent people. So justice is done. Chapter is closed.
Back in Roxbury, Atif Hardin says the theme of this chapter isn't lost on him. The end of bin Laden comes amidst the Arab Spring, where peaceful change has prevailed.
Osama bin Laden tried his ways of terrorism, intimidation. It didn't work. He got nowhere with it.
For WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.